The fears are growing in Japan about the radioactive leaks at the crippled Fukushima nuclear power plant. It's been more than 2 years since an earthquake and tsunami devastated Japan and destroyed that plant, but contaminated water from its reactors is still leaking and creeping slowly toward the Pacific Ocean. The BBC's Rupert Wingfield Hayes is following the story from Tokyo. And Rupert, the big problem here seems to be these poorly constructed storage tanks where water was put after the disaster in March 2011.
Yeah, that's right. This is the latest leak that we've found out about this week, and at the moment the most serious leak certainly since the initial disaster 2.5 years ago. So what this is because they have to keep cooling the reactor cores, even though they've melted down, they're still very hot, and they have to keep pumping in water to cool them down, and that's going to have to go on for years and years. That water then becomes contaminated, and so they can't dispose of it in the ocean. They have to store it, and what they've been doing is building more and more and more of these huge storage tanks to put the water in. Each tank contains around 1,000 tons of water, but as you say, there is a problem with their design. They've had to build them very quickly. They're having to add one every 2 days. So they basically come in prefabricated steel sections. They bolt them together. They use plastic seals. And it's apparently these plastic seals that have started to break down. So they have a really serious problem. Okay, it's only one of the tanks that's leaking at the moment, but if one is leaking, then it's probable that others will follow.
And what is it exactly that's in the water that is so dangerous specifically?
Well, all sorts of radioactive isotopes. So there's probably cesium in there, there's tritium, there's strontium. We don't think there's plutonium, but there could be. And there's lots of other types as well. But the primary ones that they're talking about are cesium and strontium. And they both have a half-life of around 30 years, which means that they're going to be dangerous in the environment for around 300 years. And if that gets into the ocean, into the soil, that means that's a problem that's going to have to be dealt with for a very, very long time.
And is the concern that this contaminated water is going to get into the ocean and then spread, or is it just a problem right in the immediate area?
At the moment, this latest leak is being classified as a level 3 incident. That means that it is contained within the site, so it's primarily a threat to the workers there who are having to clean it up. However, there is evidence, unconfirmed evidence at the moment, that some of this from the latest leak may already have got into the ocean. And we absolutely know clearly that radiation has been leaking from this site continuously into the ocean for the last 2 years. Mm. Now, some people will say that's not a problem. When it gets into the ocean, you go a few miles offshore and it's already at a very reduced level that's not a danger to anybody. But it can get into the sea life. Then if the sea life is consumed, it can get into the food chain. So it's still a big problem.
And the reaction to the problem is a big issue. What is TEPCO, the Tokyo Electric Power Company, doing about this? What is the Japanese government doing about this?
Well, they seem to be largely making it up as they go along. And perhaps that's not surprising, given that no one has dealt with this before. They are doing their best, but it seems to be, it's very much like they're putting out fires. Something happens, they deal with it. Then something else happens, they deal with that. So there doesn't seem to be an overall plan that is working as it should. After the disaster 2.5 years ago, the company and the Japanese government claimed within several months that they had achieved a cold shutdown of this plant and that the containment had worked, that the radiation was being contained within the containment around the reactors. Well, that is plainly not true. Radiation is still leaking out every day to this day, and it will continue to do so. And so, you know, they don't appear to have mastered the problem that they face.
These leaks, of course, come at a time when Japan was trying to restart its nuclear power industry, which was basically shut down by the earthquake and tsunami 2 years ago. It's been spending a lot of money on oil and gas to replace nuclear power in the country. What does this mean for the future of nuclear power in Japan?
Well, it is a big headache for the Japanese government because, as you say, they have been wanting to start turning the other nuclear reactors. There's about 50 other nuclear reactors in Japan. They want to put those back on. They put their first applications to do so in, and they were hoping that they would get the first ones back on before the end of the year. But, of course, every time something bad happens at Fukushima, public opinion, which is already very much suspicious of the nuclear industry. There is a huge amount of silent opposition to nuclear power here now. Well, that just makes it politically more difficult for the government to turn those reactors back on. But as you say, Japan is now running a very large trade deficit for the first time in decades, and that is because it's importing huge amounts of oil and natural gas to generate electricity. So it is absolutely a priority for the government to try and get those reactors back on.
And Rupert, put this in context for us. I see that it's going to take a century to do this cleanup, but how does this stack up compared to other nuclear disasters at this point, given these new leaks?
Well, it's often compared with Chernobyl in Ukraine back in the 1980s. The amount of radiation released from Chernobyl was much greater than from the Fukushima disaster initially. But the Russians, or the Soviet Union at that time rather, decided to entomb the melted reactor core and to basically seal it up and leave it for probably 200 or 300 years. The Japanese have decided to do something very different. They have decided to keep cooling the reactors and to eventually, within 50 years or so, to dismantle this whole site, clean it up and repopulate it. It is a much, much more complicated task. No one's ever tried it before. And it is this method that they're using that is really causing all these water problems and all these complications.
The BBC's Rupert Wingfield Hayes joining us from Tokyo to talk about the latest leaks at Fukushima. Rupert, thank you so much.
Thank you, Jeremy.
And as we mentioned, a lot of questions about the government response. And one fallout of the nuclear crisis in Japan is that many citizens don't believe what the government is telling them. So up next, we're going to hear from some citizen scientists who are themselves monitoring areas around the nuclear site for contamination. That is next, Here and Now.
Funding for Here and Now comes from GEICO, protecting drivers and their families with insurance coverage for over 75 years. More at geico.com or 1-800-947-AUTO.